Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, this is Luke, and you know, for the past 30 years, I've been a very active outdoor writer covering hunting and fishing. I started out writing strictly for newspapers 30 years ago now, this coming spring, and covering the, you know, places to fish and hunt and just general outdoor topics. And I still write the same newspaper column that now runs in, I think, 41 different newspaper, and some of them are local publications too, but 41 different publications each week. About 12 years ago, I was a guest on a guy's radio show, and he said, Luke, you ought to maybe think about starting your own show. Well, thanks to some help, technical help from some guys, I got it started, and we've been doing radio now for 12 years. Now, I'm telling you all that to tell you this. This past week's outdoor column that you may have read it, you may live near a town with a, I'm sure you do, with that runs my column, you probably do. But I did a column and kind of opened myself as a source of information to people looking for a hunting lease. The number one question I get asked this time of year is, Luke, where can I find a place to hunt? You know, leases are changing hands now, and hog hunting is, if there were a season for hogs in Texas, it would be right now. You know, the deer seasons by and large are over, and a lot of people are out hunting hogs. But I got a bunch of, you know, responses, emails. I gave my website, catfishradio.org, and I'll open that up to all of you. If you want to contact me, if I can help you, I do have a lot of, gosh, I've got a lot of friends in the outdoors that hunt and fish and guide, you know. Catfishradio.org, you can email me through that, and I promise to get back with you. But these questions range from the readers of my newspaper column. Where can I find a place to hunt trophy bucks, whitetail? A place to hunt hogs. So just a place to hunt will not fill the bill for everybody. You know, people have different cost, and, you know, leasing land costs money. I directed several of them to some good day hunts. By that I mean not necessarily one day, but 3 day hunts, whatever. Some places, ranches that I've hunted and that I know about. And I thought, you know, why not carry that topic on into our radio show today? So get your pencil out if you're looking for a place to hunt, and I'm going to give you some options, some places that I've hunted and that I know about that are, they serve different needs. You know, some of them are, well, they're all three different, but there's three ranches that I'd like you to know about. One is Ranger Creek Ranch up in Knox County. Now, Ranell Scott owns Ranger Creek Ranch. Now, she has thousands of acres that they own. They also lease a lot of land up there, too, hunting land, and they run cattle and all that. They're ranchers. But I've been hunting Ranger Creek for, oh, gosh, 20 years, I guess. I used to go up there with my old buddy Bob Hood, that was a writer for the Fort Worth paper. Bob and I used to go up there a whole lot. But I still go. I'm got a javelina hunt planned up there later this month. Ranell came up with a unique idea of mini leases, where she's got farmhouses scattered all over that vast ranch. And a guy, family, whatever, goes up, rents the hunting rights for particular times. In other words, they take care of the corn feeders. They put the food plots out. You just go out and stay in your own camp house, predetermined dates that you can set up with. It's called mini deer leases. So that's one thing. Of course, they also have the lodge experience where you stay in the lodge, they'll feed you and take you out and hunt. So you can tailor it to just hog hunts. If you want to do the mini leases and just concentrate on hogs, you can do that. So that's one thing. And you can contact Ranell Scott, RangerCreekRanch.com. Just simply go to RangerCreekRanch.com. Call her up. She might have something that'll, here in Texas, you know, it's west of Fort Worth a couple hours, I guess. Out west of Seymour is where it's really located, a little town called Vera, V-E-R-A. So that's one spot. Another spot I'll tell you about is Grand Saline, just east of Grand Saline, about 5 miles, the Broken Stone Ranch. I went out there, I did a newspaper article on that one. Awesome place. I mean, it's not a vast land holding like, say, Ranger Creek, but it's several hundred acres of well-manicured wildlife habitat. Lots of hogs out there. Fishing lakes. So, and they some beautifully built and designed cabins on the place, a big fire pit place to get out in the evening and just relax. Or if you don't even want to hunt, the Broken Stone Ranch is a good place, a good getaway. It's really beautiful. It's a quaint place, or nice little cabins, well designed. I mean, you'd be impressed. I wish I could show you some pictures. Maybe you read my newspaper article on the Broken Stone Ranch. But you can simply go online to BrokenStoneRanch.com and call them up. Talk to the owner there, Jeff or Jason or any of the guys there at the place, and they'll tell you all about it. Fishing is good. I haven't had a chance to fish there, but I'm going to fish there. And it's just east of Grand Saline, right on Highway 80. So you just drive through Grand Saline about 5 or 6 miles, and on your left, if you're heading east, it's on your left out there. So that's the Broken Stone Ranch, and you can learn all about that, BrokenStoneRanch.com. There's your two good places. Now I'm going to throw you a place up in Oklahoma that I've hunted and fished at a lot, and it's owned by the Choctaw Tribe. It's called the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. And you can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and call, you know, look at all this good website. You can look it over and give Travis Benis. He's the Travis is the manager of the hunting lodge there. Now, what they offer is a couple of different packages. For I think it's $400, you can hunt hogs for 3 days, stay in their camp house and do your own cooking. Well, that's what a lot of people do. For $400, they take you out and put you in the stands to come and get you. It's 45,000 acres, so it's a big bunch of wild mountain land up there. It really is. And you'd be happy that they'll be taking you around, because it'd take a year to get to know all that place. But for $400, that's 3 days of hunting. They'll take you out, and they will quarter your game up. They've got a walk-in cooler, and when you leave, it's you've got quartered up whatever many hogs you kill. You do your own cooking for that deal, for that package. It's a real nice camp house. There's some lakes that I have fished here, and really good fishing in their lakes for we caught a bunch of crappie. I didn't catch any catfish. They just weren't biting that day, but we caught a bunch of crappie the last time I was up there, and largemouth bass. So that's an opportunity for you. That's from Hugo, Oklahoma, or say from Paris, Texas. You can be at Choctaw Hunting Lodge in about, an hour, a little over an hour probably, if that. They do have the lodge hunts. I think they're $800, where you stay in the very nice lodge, and they feed you the meals, and all the other stuff is the same. You can still fish, and they take you out and pick you up. So there's a spot to think about for you up in Oklahoma. ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. So a lot of good opportunities, you know, if you just get out there and search. And I know a lot of you right now are definitely looking for some places to get out and hunt, and some places you can also fish. You know, along the same lines, in a recent newspaper column, one of my outdoor columns, I wrote about something that I'm very familiar with, night hunting hogs. You know, many people don't have a clue. They think of night hunting hogs using thermal imaging, and that is the very best there is to use. You can't beat thermal imaging. Thermal imaging a scope, let's say, on your rifle. Usually these guys use AR rifles, AR-type rifles, semi-autos, you know, but they put that thermal on there, and they're shooting hogs 200 or 300 yards out. The thermal registers a heat signature from anything from a mouse to an elephant, so you can see what you're shooting at through the thermal. Thermal is expensive, over $2,000 as a rule, and sometimes much more than that. Now, I use a digital scope, but you can use day or night. Now, the digital scope at night works on an infrared illuminator, IR. You turn it on, and that in, and then you can see better, you know, basically. But on a moonlit night, you can use the digital type scope without an illuminator. You don't even have to turn it on. It'll intensify the ambient light that you have there. So thought that might help you. The difference in digital and thermal. Thermal, hands down, is way better. But thermal is going to cost you upwards of $2,000 and maybe much more than that. Digital, the digital Photon XT scope that I've been using 2 or 3 years, $500. Now, it's not good in real thick, brushy country, that IR. If you have to use the IR, it just kind of like the glow of a flashlight. Everything lights up. But I use it in an open field, or usually use it from hunting from a deer stand, a ground blind, or a tire stand at a feeder that's situated 60 yards out. So digital will get it done for $500. And that might help a lot of you. Not everyone, you know, that's a big investment, $2,000 or $3,000 for a thermal scope. Folks, I thought I would ramble with you on this segment and, you know, just kind of share some information. Hopefully these hunting tips will help you. You can always call me or email me, I guess, is the best way, and I promise to get back with you. Just go to catfishradio.org, and there is a little deal. Email Luke. My email address is lukeclayton1950@gmail.com. But you can see all that right there at catfishradio.org.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to crockettresort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. A lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments. The Possum Kingdom Cat Masters every October was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters on Facebook, and you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minnebucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion. You name it there, the Minnebucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. And the last thing I want to do is brag on the folks down in Yannis, the Yannis Federal Credit Union. Awesome place to get your boat financed. I think they even have home loans, you name it. anything that you need a banker bank for, they also have checking there at the Yanis Federal Credit Union. But you can go online there at Yanis FC Federal Credit Union and check them out there. I see you get that. It's yanisfcu.com is actually the website. YantisFCU.com. But some great folks. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking, hunting, and fishing.